The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Preparing for potential emergencies is stressful. For example, it's really unlikely that you'll ever be in a car accident that winds up with your vehicle being submerged in water. For example, in the U.S., a driving-heavy country, it only happens less than 1,500 times a year. That's less than 0.03% of car accidents here. But as with all potential emergencies, having a plan in place will help keep you calm and increase your chances of getting yourself out. So, if you drive in areas with bodies of water or the risk of flooding, it's worth going through the stressful planning process. The experts at the American Automobile Association, or AAA, recommend keeping in mind what they call the SURE method. That stands for stay calm, unbuckle or cut your seatbelt, roll down or break windows, and exit quickly, helping children first. But let's back up a little. The problem with being in a sinking car is that water is heavy. So if your car is sinking, the pressure of all that water on the outside of the car will prevent you from opening the doors until the car's cabin fills with water and the pressure equalizes. But you don't want to wait for that if you don't have to, because breathing is good. The best thing is to try to get a window open so that you can escape through there. Cars sink quickly. You may only have 30 seconds to a minute before the water level reaches the passenger windows, so you have to act fast. If you can roll a window down, that's great, but it may bring you extra peace of mind to store an emergency window-breaking tool in your car, though. Back in 2019, the AAA ran a study about the different kinds of glass being included in modern car designs and the ability of different tools on the market to break them in case of emergency. They overall recommend buying spring-loaded style tools, because the hammer-style tools they tried out sometimes broke during the test. But their key finding was actually that the type of glass your car contains matters the most. Traditionally, car windows and rear windshields were made of tempered glass, which is designed so that when it breaks, it shatters into small chunks that are less likely to cut you than normal glass shards. The type of glass in the front windshield, meanwhile, is usually laminated glass. Laminated glass is made by sandwiching a layer of polyvinyl butyrol between two pieces of glass. The glass and the PVB are sealed by a series of pressure rollers and then heated. This combination of pressure and heat chemically and mechanically bonds the PVB to the glass. That inserted layer of polyvinyl allows the glass to absorb energy during an impact and gives the glass resistance to penetration from flying projectiles, meaning that laminated glass can break and be punctured, but it will stay intact because of its chemical bond with the polyvinyl. It also deflects up to 95% of ultraviolet rays from the sun and helps deflect road noise and help quiet down a vehicle's cabin, which is all great at, preventing flying objects from coming at you through the windshield Anyone who grew up with the Final Destination movies is still traumatized from that. And at preventing you from being ejected out through the windshield in case of a sudden stop. But it also means laminated glass can't be shattered by escape tools. And an increasing number of new vehicles have switched from using tempered side glass windows to laminated side glass windows in response to federal safety standards. But don't panic. Most new cars with laminated side windows include one tempered side window. Stickers near the bottom of each window should tell you what the glass is made of. If there are no stickers there, you can check your car's owner's manual or get in touch with the manufacturer. If your side windows are all laminated glass, you'll know that you'll have to roll one down as quickly as possible. Again, it's most important to have a plan in place beforehand. If you know you can break a window, have an escape tool at the ready and know which window to break. Just consider watching an online tutorial to familiarize yourself with how the device works. And you can test your spring-loaded escape tool on a notepad or a piece of spare wood. If it's working properly, you'll hear a click and be able to see a hole or indent in the paper or wood. Escape tools can also come in handy in case your seatbelt buckle gets jammed during an accident. Look for tools that include a device for safely and easily slicing through seatbelts. You want to get out of your seatbelt before opening or breaking a window, because water can rush in very fast through a window. Again, remember the SURE method. Stay calm, unbuckle your seatbelt or cut it if it's jammed, roll down or break a window, and exit the vehicle quickly, helping children first. Don't call 911 until after you've escaped. Because cars, again, sink quickly, time is of the essence. If you can't get a window open, head to the back seat of the car, where water will fill in last. Take a deep breath and try to get a door open once the pressure is equalized. It's scary to think that you might need to prepare for an incident that traps you in your car, but experts do agree that it's better to acknowledge the possibility. If you have a tool within easy reach and you have some idea of what to do, you'll save crucial seconds that could make all the difference. Today's episode is based on the article, How to Escape a Sinking Car, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Charisse Threewitt. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.